The Federal Health Department is investigating a book that recommends feeding infants bone broth as a baby formula. The controversial Paleo Cookbook was due to be released this week, but the publishers have had to put it on hold. Leading health officials say some of the book's recipes are potentially risky for babies, Imogen Brennan reports.
The paleo diet is described by some as a fad, a marketing ploy, and an extreme, potentially risky way of life. But for personal trainer Drew Slater and his brother Ben, becoming paleo has transformed their lives for the better.
It's a reasonably low carbohydrate diet and moderate fat and high protein for those who understand macros. But it's really just a real food diet.
The latest controversy surrounding the paleo diet is a book called Bubba Yum Yum, The Paleo Way for New Mums, Babies and Toddlers. It's co-authored by Australian chef Pete Evans, nutritionist Helen Padron and blogger Charlotte Carr.
Next on The Paleo Way.
Pete Evans is a long-time advocate of the paleo diet.
Better than okay, Mum. It's bloody good.
I'm Pete Evans, and this is The Paleo Way.
Blogger Charlotte Carr is too. Her website says paleo healed what she writes was her young son's compromised immune system, reverse toxicity and illness. One of her recipes for a homemade formula for infants up to 6 months of age is called the baby building broth. It's made from chicken bones, chicken feet and apple cider vinegar. One of the recipes in the new book that's at the centre of the controversy is a baby broth that reportedly includes liver and bones. Professor Heather Yateman from the Public Health Association says some of the recipes are potentially dangerous for infants.
There appears to be recommendations not to use either breast milk or an approved infant formula, but to provide other foods to infants under 6 months of age, and that is really a big health risk.
The Federal Health Department says it's aware of this publication and has concerns about the inadequate nutritional value of some of the recipes, in particular the infant formula. It says it will continue to investigate. Brothers Ben and Drew Slater are standing by the paleo lifestyle.
I don't believe in knocking something until you've tried it. And my brother and I, we've tried a lot of different diets and fads, and we really believe that this is the best solution for us.
Drew, I wonder, you sound pretty young, but do you have kids?
I don't have any kids.
If you did have kids, would you put them on a paleo diet?
Yeah, I would, yes.
Why?
Because kids these days are eating such high processed sugars and heavily refined carbohydrates. It's really bad for their intestinal health, and I think it's forming bad habits, and my kids would definitely be eating a bone broth. I like to start my mornings with a bone broth.
Rebecca Naylor from the Australian Breastfeeding Association says parents should follow tested feeding guidelines for their kids.
All of the experts that you'll speak to would say that feeding your baby anything other than infant formula or breast milk under 6 months as their primary source of nutrition is extremely dangerous.
Publisher Pam McMillan Australia says the book hasn't been recalled, simply delayed for release. It wouldn't comment further, and neither would the authors.
Imogen Brennan.